I would have hoped as a rookie to have selected what I'm not to have selected what I'm told is a slightly controversial issue. I'm not sure I would have steered clear of even a more controversial one, but I have trouble, frankly, finding the controversy in this issue. Mitchell asked me shortly before lunch if I would move for the approval of the section, and I said, of course I would, because I worked very closely with Mitchell for the Houston Bar Association in helping our membership address many of the issues that he raised today. Like the rest of you, in my office, I have a rather bizarre collection of memorabilia from past events, remembrances of my family, photographs and the like. But I will tell you the thing that hangs most prominently, including a number of nice things that were said and done to me and about me as president of the Houston Bar Association, is a very modest little plaque from the Bar Association for Human Rights. And it was given to me and to the Houston Bar Association for what we did for this very needy and deserving community of people, which in Houston comprise over 250,000 folks. To me, let me get back to this, the issues are these. Is this a substantive area of the law that cries out for better understanding? And secondly, can we trust Mitchell to keep it as a study of a substantive area of law and not slip over into the kind of advocacy which I know is anathema to some? And for me, the answer to both of those is very definitely yes. I base this largely on my experience with him in Houston and the trust that I have for him. If you don't know, I urge you to try to understand how many people care and are confused and are anxious about this part of the lives of a good hunk of the population of this state and a good hunk of the lawyer population of this state. They deserve the clarification and the understanding and the increased knowledge that comes with a section's handling of these issues. So for me, it's quite clear. It's fair and it's right, and it's certainly time.
President McHugh.
I feel compelled to speak for all the lawyers of the state of Texas, and I think for every person sitting at this table here today, in telling you, Mitch, the great respect we have for you and for all of the persons who signed the petition that you brought to us today. I don't know how this vote will come out. I can tell you that adopting new sections of the State Bar of Texas has never been easy for us, I don't think. I can assure you when we do vote, and I know you want us to vote today, that every person here will be voting out of deep conviction for the constituents they represent. This will not be about lifestyles. This will be about what every person feels is best for the State Bar of Texas. I encourage you who wish to speak to do so. Mitch will do exactly as you wish, and we'll do it today.
Further discussion? Ms. Grimes.
Thank you. I just want to say that I did look back into the policy manual about sections, not knowing really how we create these things and what happens. And I think Mitchell is exactly right. I think that what he has proposed here today fits squarely within our policy about creating new sections. And in 6.02 and 0.01 B and C, it does say that B says sections are composed of lawyers who practice in specialized fields of law or who otherwise have common professional interests. And C goes on to say that we encourage people with activities and encourage their participation in our group through these sections. And I think that, they do squarely fit within this, and I see no reason why they should not be applauded for their energy and their creativity and their really sincere interest in having a section. And furthermore, I do want to say also that I have been a member of more than one committee, not a section, but a committee where we all looked around and we said, well, what are we going to do? You know, we've been appointed to this committee, but we didn't have any passionate agenda, and these people do.
Mr. Smiley.
I always feel funny after listening to y'all talk about things because you talk so well and I feel like I don't. About 2 years ago, on the evening that I got my cufflinks, which everyone in this room has had that kind of evening, I was sitting at a table with Pearson Grimes. And he looked around and he says, Bruce, you need to tell the group what you bring to the table, to the state bar. And I really thought about it. I happen to believe that this group of people is probably one of the best educated, best trained, best thinking folks that I've ever had the pleasure of being associated with in my life. So I did have to think what I brought to the table. And what I bring to the table is a sense of equity, not training to the letter of the law, but what is basically right and what is basically wrong. This thing has bothered me. It's bothered me a lot, and I know it's bothered quite a few people in this room. It's bothered me because I don't understand some of the reactions, because I came here not really thinking this was a big deal, because it sort of fell within all the rules, all of your rules, and I say that is now my rules after being here for nearly 3 years. So if the rules were followed, then it seems like the equitable thing to do would be approve the section. And anything less than approving this section based on our rules and what I've looked at is a historical track record of this board of never turning down a section where someone applied for the section while following the rules. I just didn't understand why there would ever be consideration that we didn't approve it. Based on the fact that we haven't turn one down in the past that I've been able to find, based on the fact that this group has followed our rules, understanding full well that probably in the business of our next year, we do need to look at a process which evaluates all committees in all sections to make sure they're effective for us and for the people that we serve, I hardly recommend, I think this is very important that we approve this section.
Mr. Robinson.
I applied for a position on the board after having served as a president of a local bar association and chairing a section of the state bar simultaneously. I wanted to participate at the big bar level because I thought it was important specifically for African Americans to participate in the bar and for the membership across the state to be involved in the bar. Because during my about 9 years now, and I'm getting a little older every year as I see that clock tick down, one of the things I saw is that a lot of people are disconnected from the bar, and there is a perception out there that the bar isn't here as a vehicle, a process for participating in the profession and trying to give leadership on issues that are important in the profession and in some degree the overall direction of our state as we move forward. And it's not about advocating anything outside the parameters. In fact, Mitch and I played phone tag, because if I'd have talked to him, I'd have asked him, really, why do you want to even be a section? Because having chaired a section, it is so confining, really, to participate within the structure of the state bar if it's going to be about advocacy. I know that we have in place the procedural mechanisms to hold sections accountable. And to me, the whole idea is this board should be about the business of encouraging the active participation of the members of the State Bar of Texas. People who generally don't want to participate at some level, but even worse, that's the undercurrent of some of the things we've been talking about all day today. We're an integrated bar. It's mandatory that you be a member. I'd hope that we would try to encourage beyond mandatory dues-paying participation to active, meaningful participation. If you read the documentation, we're talking about common interests, and substantive law. And I think if we go beyond those requirements, we put ourselves in a position where we're going to be making arbitrary decisions outside that discretion that our rules give us. And I think it's imperative that we put aside any qualms we have, because I'll be honest with you, I'm like you, I didn't even know this was controversial. I thought it was get your names, fill out your paperwork, send your checks in and your bank statements, and if you have enough people and you have a substantive interest, you can be a section. And that's where I'm looking, because it's important to me. I'm going to spend 3 years here for one purpose, to try to get more people involved in the state bar to overcome a perception that there's an elitist attitude that's disconnected from the membership. And I think we can encourage that connection, that involvement, by taking steps to encourage lawyers who want to be active in the bar to be active within our framework.
Is there any further discussion? Mr. Holt.
I came to the meeting this afternoon with probably the fixed idea in mind that I would vote against this action, but I haven't heard any reason stated as to why I should. So I think I'm about to change my mind unless someone can convince me differently. Thank you.
Mr. Harrison.
I don't stand here to tell anybody why they should vote against this section. I would like to make some comments. First of all, I would like to congratulate Mitch Cattane and tell him to continue the work he's doing. And however this vote goes, I don't think that it is either an affirmation or a negative vote towards him. I think that he should be very proud of what he's done, and the bar should be proud of him, and has so shown this last year with this award. I will tell you that if I represent my constituents, the 17-county area in East Texas, I have heard about this. And I have not heard about this on the basis of a social commentary. I've heard about why does the bar do things, why is the bar so big, why does the bar do nothing for the small people, why do you have so many sections, things like that. I asked for and received the paperwork that you all provided for the justification of the creation of the section. I took the time to read it. That paperwork sets out that the justification for this section is that there are family law issues, there are criminal law issues, there are privacy issues, there are constitutional law issues, there are health law issues, there are real estate law issues, there are tax law issues that affect the gay and lesbian population. I practice family law in East Texas. I have personally represented members of the gay and lesbian population in family court. I think those issues ought to be addressed. We have a family law section. If the gay and lesbian issues that are involved in family law sections are not addressed at the family law section, it takes away from and lessens the family law section. The gay and lesbian issues that affect the health section should be addressed in the health section. We have a specific section in this bar called the Individual Rights and Responsibility section. I did not know that. I requested the bylaws of the Individual Rights and Responsibility section. The bylaws of the Individual Rights and Responsibility section sets out that the purpose of their section is exactly what the people who propose a new section, the Gay and Lesbian Issues section, want to do. The bottom line is I think there are already sections that address the very issues of substantive law that want to be addressed here. And I think those issues should be addressed. But I think it is redundant to create a new section. I think that it takes away from existing sections if these issues are not discussed in those sections. And I think that it would be bald-faced, two-faced, a lie for me to sit there and not come up here and say this. Again, I am not against Mr. Katane. I think that I represent folks in that population and proud to do so. I would like to say one last thing. I would hope that no one will vote for this section because we have never voted against a section. That is not the reason to create a section. If that is the reason to create a section, we will be faced with creation of numerous sections in the future where no debate will be had whatsoever. And lawyers, if no one else, should not be afraid of debating the issues on both sides. So if this section is created, this section should be created based upon what the proponents say. If this section is not created, this section should not be created on the basis of what other people say, such as myself. But do not create the section simply because we have never failed to create a section in the past. That is a poor, poor precedent to set. And that is not a precedent which we can live by. Again, I applaud these folks for their interest. I simply feel very strongly that we should not create a section that is redundant and I really believe takes away from other sections when we have an individual rights and responsibilities section. Thank you.
Ms. Harris.
I came to this meeting expecting to vote against this committee. Well, if we can find humanity in voting for animal rights, and folks are human beings, and they're merely coming asking for equal rights here, I cannot, in good conscience, vote against this section.
Ms. Soifer?
I just want to speak to one issue that Guy had, and I appreciate what you had to say, Guy. I just think that what the State Bar needs to be about is inclusion. And that means that even if there are specialty areas that may be subsumed within other sections, if a group of people want their own section and have enough in common and enough people willing and interested in joining that section, we should allow them to form their own section. For example, there might be those who could argue that family law is really just a part of litigation. And so there's no need for a separate family law section because really you could just have a separate part of the litigation section that dealt with family law issues. To me, there are a lot of the sections that overlap, and there are a lot of those kind of arguments that can be made. But the policies of the State Bar have never said that if you want to break out a subspecialty group, but you could have been included within another section, then you need to go back and work through that section, and I urge adoption of the section.
Mr. Mercy.
I usually don't come to the microphone, and I'm not here to tell you how you should vote. I'm going to tell you how I'm going to vote. And I'm opposed to the creation of this section on the basis of inclusion. I come from Texarkana in East Texas, and the lawyers that I represent do not want a section created. It's very simple. In a mandatory bar where we're going to disenfranchise the people that are opposed to a controversial section like this, it makes no sense to do that, to disenfranchise them for whatever reason in this age of inclusiveness. So I'm going to vote against the creation of this section on that basis. And I think you should think about your constituency that you're representing and what the majority of them want you to do in this situation. And the animal rights section that passed did not pass unanimously. And I need to remind you that there was opposition to that. And I think that the mere fact that there is some opposition and it still passes doesn't mean that we rubber stamp these things. So I'm going to vote against it, and I ask you to think about what your constituency would want you to do.
Is there any further discussion? The motion before the floor is to create a gay and lesbian issues section. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
I think we better call for a show of hands. Tony, can you help me? Jack, thank you. All in favor, please raise your right hand. All opposed, please raise your right hand. Can you please keep your hands up? Is this no? Who have their hands up now? Okay. The motion fails. Our next order of business is the business law section. Mr. Tanker.